Welcome to Spruce Grove Alliance Church, your home.
You know, sometimes we don't recognize, nor do we appreciate, the gift that we truly need. You know, like the boy in the video there, we distract ourselves with things to numb the emptiness or the sadness inside. And even though we're broken and we're incomplete, and we know that in our hearts, sometimes we just don't appreciate, and sometimes we just don't recognize the gift that we truly need. This Christmas Eve, we're calling this celebration Good News, Great Joy. And it comes from the traditional Christmas story. If you know the traditional Christmas story, Mary and Joseph, they go to Bethlehem. There's no room at the inn. You probably know that. We sing about that. And then the first people on the scene are these lowly shepherds. We also sing about that. They're in their field keeping watch over their flock by night. And then there's this flash of light in the darkness, and these angels appear to these lowly shepherds, and they say, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." And what is that good news that causes great joy? Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Christmas is good news and great joy because Jesus is our Savior as a gift, and He is the thing that we truly need. And like the three-legged puppy in the video, He's able to empathize with our weakness and He wants us. But unlike the three-legged puppy in the video, He meets our need in a more complete and a fuller way. Not just an emotional need, but a deep spiritual need at the core of our being. You see, in order to understand that the good news that causes great joy, we have to understand the bad news that causes great sadness, first of all. And the bad news is that every single one of us are broken and we are incomplete. And we're not just missing a leg. We're missing life itself, the Bible says. This spiritual life, this ability to communicate with Almighty God, the Bible calls it dead in our sins. In Romans 3, it says that we're all sinned. Ephesians 2 says that we are dead in our transgressions. Romans 6 says, "For the wages of that sin is death." That's the bad news, is that it separates us from God. The bad news that causes great sadness. And it's easy to see that when we look at the world all around us. There's war, there's hostility, there's greed, there's all kinds of dark agendas. You just watch the evening news and all of the juicy headlines. It'll tell you all of the bad news that, if you dwell on it, causes all of this great sadness. And it's easy to see that in the world out there, but it's often harder to see it when we look in our own soul, isn't it? Christmas is about family. And we usually spend a lot of time with our family, but I don't know about you, but family is one of those things that usually can bring out that darkness in our own soul, isn't it? Our sin, we grate on one another. I remember a couple Christmases ago that happened to me, and that came to the surface in my own soul. Many Christmases ago, we had my parents and my brother and my sister and our spouses and our extended family, and we're all together for Christmas, and we were kind of grating on one another. And one of the things that you need to know about me, and I'm going to tell you this now, is that if you want to get me an amazing Christmas present, it would be this. I absolutely hate mayonnaise. I hate it. I would be part of this mayo haters club. It's the worst condiment ever, sour cream and cream cheese. I hate it. And usually when people discover this about me in a social context, they'll start pressing in on the issue and say, "That's really weird." And I'm able to kind of weather it in a social context and maybe redirect the conversation or start another subject. And I'm pretty good at that and not losing my cool. But when it gets in my family, it's a little bit different. One of these Christmases, many years ago, my family decided to get on me about my hate for mayonnaise. "Oh, Brent, want me to put some mayonnaise on that? Oh, Brent, what's wrong? We don't like mayonnaise." And it was just kind of needling away. I mean, you know, you've done this, right? Your family knows that they can kind of push your buttons. And so they kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. It was going for about a half hour. It was just the running joke, and I just couldn't redirect. And so I decided in a mere moment of sheer brilliance, I was going to end this once and for all. Bring the atomic bomb to my whole argument and just end it. It was going to be perfect. And so at the Christmas table, I have everyone's attention after one of these needling mayonnaise jokes. And I said, "Has anyone looked in the mirror recently? I am the most physically fit person here. I challenge any one of you to a race. Perhaps you should think twice about shoving anything and everything down your pie hole." Oh, that settled it right down. Right? My sin and their sin and your sin and our sin. That's the bad news. That's the bad news that causes great sadness and that separates us from God. And it's easy to see it when we look at the world around us and we look at war and hostility and all those things on there, but it's a lot harder to see it in our own soul. We all have this sin in our own soul. But the good news is, the good news that causes great joy that we celebrate at Christmas is that there's a gift from God. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 2 says, "But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." And it goes on to say that this is the gift of God. The gift of God is the cross, where Jesus came to this earth to die on the cross, and he absorbs all of our sin, and he gives us his own righteousness so that we can have a relationship with Almighty God and live eternally. A number of years ago, I was a pastor at a small church in Kamloops. I was doing my internship there, and I asked the people there if we could build this massive manger. And I wanted the biggest manger that they could build. And it was, and they ended up building this thing that was like 30 feet long. It was about 15 feet high. I wanted a head turner. So when people drove by the church, they would go, "What on earth?" Because everyone recognizes a manger. You know, the thing that Jesus was laid into, that kind of feeding trough that the animals ate of that Jesus was laid into. I wanted that. And I was going to put like this sign on it that said, "King-sized bed." And so we did this huge manger, and it was awesome. It was this big head turner about all of our Christmas events. And I was going out to take a picture of this massive manger, and I was going to put it on social media. And it was really big, and it was in the parking lot. It was right in front of the church. And I noticed something as I was taking this picture, this manger, which was made of this slab wood and rustic wood, because it's just a feeding trough. I noticed that in the distance, in the landscape at our church, there was this other rustic piece of wood. And I thought, it's really fitting. It was actually about a 5-foot cross. And Christmas is really big right now, and it's right in front of us, and there's lots of joy, and there's lots of happiness, and here it is. It's a big manger right in front of us. But we can't forget that that stands in the foreshadow of another important piece of rustic wood that Jesus came for. And that's the cross. He came in a manger, but he came to die on the cross to take our sin upon himself and absorb it unto himself and then give us the gift of his own righteousness so that we could have a relationship with God. And the good news that causes great joy is that we don't have to earn it. We just have to receive it. It's not about what we do. It's about what Jesus has done. John 3:16 says it this way, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." It's a gift based on his own love for us. I read this story of a mother last year who did one of those great mom fails, a blunder. All of us parents do them. And it was her oldest child, her 5-year-old child was in kindergarten, and it was picture time. You remember picture time? Maybe you're there now. And they bring home the school pictures, And it's, you know how it works. They have this picture of your kid, and it's got this watermark through it, and you can order different packages, a $25, a $50, or $100 package, depending on how many pictures you want to give out to your friends and family. She was so excited because she loved her firstborn child, and she wanted to do the big package, the $100 package. And so she goes online, and she starts filling out all the information. You know how it works. You fill out your name and your address and your credit card information, and she's clicking on the package that she wants. And it comes to this picture of her child that's got the watermark through it, and on the picture at the bottom is this place that says child's name here, and she could put her cursor there and put the child's name there. But she thought, I don't really want this on the picture. I didn't have it on my pictures. I don't really want this on the picture. But it wouldn't let her advance until she put something in that slot. And so she went into that slot, put her cursor there, and in all caps she put the words, "I don't want this." You see where this is going. A month later, she gets the pictures. Excitedly, she doesn't even look at the pictures. She cuts them all out, and she starts handing them out to friends and family. Hands them all out. And then that evening, she gets a call from her mother-in-law. And she says, "Have you looked at the picture?" And sure enough, she looked at the picture, and on the bottom, in all caps, was the words, "I don't want this." She was absolutely mortified. And it mortified for about 10 minutes, and then they could have a laugh, and she could explain it to her son. Now, you know, that's the opposite of the message that I want to communicate to you and to the rest of the world. I actually do want this. Well, she put it on social media. A few minutes later, it went viral. Even national news in the U.S. picked up on the story, ABC News, and it made national news. But Christmas reminds us. There's the family. Christmas reminds us that God looked down from heaven at us in our bad news, in us in our sin. And with all caps, he said, "I want this. And I 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 want this." And so what does he do? He comes to earth. Born in a manger and died on the cross, absorbs all of our sin so that we can have a relationship with him that lasts forever. Christmas reminds us that God looked from heaven and said, "I want this." And ironically, the only thing that we need to do to receive this gift, this good news, that great joy gift, is we have to say back to God with all capital letters, "I want this gift." And we receive it by faith. Do you recognize and do you appreciate the gift that you truly need today? Don't pass up this gift because you're distracted by other things. It's the gift that you truly need.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Spruce Grove Alliance Church. For more information or to hear past messages, please visit sgac.net.